Hi guys, welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, and today, I, Bailey, am talking about Wynonna Earp episode 405, and I have a special guest, Caitlin, another Aussie Earper here for you guys, and we talk 405, we talk fandom, and we talk our hopes and dreams for 4B. I hope you guys like it.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Bailey, and today I'm joined with Caitlin, either one. Okay.
Either one.
Caitlin, introduce yourself.
So my name's Caitlin. I'm from Australia, and I've been an ERPA for just over a year now. So
did you start watching in quarantine then?
Yeah, it was just at the start of last year, like in January. I just got Netflix and I saw it. Like, I'd watched the Way Hot story, like love story type thing that Sci-Fi posted on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I saw that and I was like, oh my god, that seems like such a cool show. Yeah. And then when I finally got Netflix, I saw it and I was like, that looks oddly familiar. So then I watched it, and then I got to like episode 2 when they meet, and I was like, oh my god, that's this show. And then I was like, I was hooked from then.
Exactly. Oh, same reasons. I've watched a little bit longer, but I got in the same reason because of them. Way Hot. All right, so we're gonna kick it off. Today we're talking about episode 405. This one starts going nuts, guys. I forget about 4, and I was talking about this last episode with Soraya. I forget about 4, but I completely remember 4 and 6. Like, because so much stuff went on. But to start off, we end 404 with Nicole and Margo, or Ma'am Clanton. Ma'am does some whatever shit to Nicole.
Some voodoo stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't even know. And so now we don't know what's up with Nicole. Wynonna gets Jeremy back. So Jeremy's back with the gang, and they're going to start getting back together and doing their stuff. All right. So this episode starts off great. I remember watching the trailer for 405, like that comes right after 404, like when they air it on TV here. And I was like, a wedding? Already?
Yeah.
I read the trailer and I was like, it can't happen yet. I wasn't ready for it. So interesting. So that's where we're starting off, is this wedding. Everybody's in black, which is not a good sign.
But everyone looks really good.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
everyone looks really good.
Like, I was like, damn it, why do they have to look so good? Is it good? And I just like to say Natalie is officiating also.
Yeah.
Even though I was talking to somebody, and we were like, Nedley will walk Nicole down the aisle, which Wynonna does in this. Yeah. And then we were talking about Mercedes should officiate.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Yeah. And so Wynonna's walking Nicole down the aisle, and they're just chit-chatting, you know, I can't believe this is happening, blah, blah, blah. And they finally get to the front. And Nicole's like, where's Waverly? And Wynonna's like, Waverly's not coming, not after what you did. And we're all like, what she did? What did she do? Because we know Nicole had done something with Ma'am. They had done something before everybody got back from the garden. We got a glimpse of it last episode. So this is where we're really getting into it. Then it starts getting creepy after that, like really creepy. The music changes. Nicole can't explain herself at all. She's trying to talk, but she can't get nothing out.
Yeah.
And then Wynonna pulls out a cigar, and there's a lighter, and I can't remember if Nicole finds the lighter or
I think Nicole has the lighter on her, and then just it's like in her, like
that's what I was, that's okay, that's
has it, and then it's like, where did this come from?
And so then that happens, and of course smoke happens, everybody just starts coughing. Doc has blood out of his eyeballs.
Extreme vampire right there.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Crying blood.
Whoa. And then Nicole wakes up and she's in the homestead house, and you know, her and Waverly, of course, sleeping together, but everything's in flames. It is smoke everywhere. And the best part of this is Nicole picks up Waverly over her shoulder and just drags Waverly out of the house. Like, I remember they talked, like, Kat was talking about the scene, like, they couldn't even see in that set because it's smoky. And so she has Dom over her shoulder, and trying to walk through a room full of smoke is insane. That was stupid. And then we cut to Wynonna sleeping in the barn because Rachel has taken Wynonna's spot in the house. So Wynonna's sleeping out in the barn and Doc is watching her. This reminds, I want to say, of Twilight, because Edward watches Bella sleep and now this happens here. Have you watched Twilight?
No, I have not.
Oh my god.
I'm not a Twilight fan.
My mom is, so I kind of got into it from her. So yeah. This reminded me of, I was like, this is creepy. Please don't ever do this again. And I guess so
vampires don't need to sleep.
Yeah. And so Wynonna gets out. Of course, Wynonna's in a bra and underwear. And Doc's like, oh, okay. But before they start getting into stuff, Wynonna smells the fire. And they walk out and they're like, shit. So Rachel comes out, saves the day because she puts out the fire.
Except I just want to say, how did she get dressed so quickly? She was dressed, she was in nothing, she was in nothing, and then she's fully dressed in warm clothes.
Where do they have a fire extinguisher also? Like, a full fire extinguisher, like, that's something, like, you keep in, like, a school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, that, I didn't even think about that. She is completely dressed. And so Rachel puts out the fire, but she said, we lost a couch and, your porn, referencing Wynonna's porn. And I just thought that was really funny, because Rachel does not care. She will say anything.
Nope, she's...
And so, of course, Nicole, brings Waverly out, and puts Waverly down on the ground, and Wynonna, of course, just says, breathe, asshole, because what else is she supposed to say? It's so stupid. And then Waverly wakes up, and then we get the scene where they're outside of the house on the porch. Now, I just remember seeing the promo photos for this season, and, like, that picture of Nicole and Waverly on the porch. I was like, where is this from? I was like, this is, why did it have to be a tragic part of the show, like, with the house on fire? Like, it's right after that. I was like, this is so annoying. So they're all outside, and they're all trying to figure out how this fire started. Waverly immediately goes
Waverly's finally wearing warm pajamas.
Oh, yeah, first of all, warm clothes.
Yeah.
And they also have, like, a bunch of blankets. Everybody has blankets. I think Rachel has, like, two of them on.
Yeah.
It's really funny. So Waverly first just thinks Rachel, because apparently Rachel has almost set the house on fire before.
With a TikTok addiction.
It was, yes. And we love a good TikTok reference, because that's what we're all here from.
Yep.
And then Rachel's like, no, it wasn't me. And so Wynonna's like, Wynonna immediately goes to Nicole, and we were like, did you guys, this? And she's like, because that's why they make lube.
It's definitely not why.
Cole's just like, no, that's not why they make lube. Absolutely not. It's funny. So they're like, okay, well then someone, if none of us started the fire, someone must have attacked us. So they immediately, of course, blame the Clantons, because that's who has, we figured out, just came back and we just found out about last episode. So they're like, of course it's got to be them, because they're already coming after us. And that's how Doc figures out, well, nobody's shoe tracks are here. And Rachel's like, you memorized everybody's shoes? And Doc's like, yeah, I did. And that's when Rachel's like, okay, these people are different.
Yeah. Like Doc's like such a good tracker. Like, of course he would like memorize everyone's shoe size and notice if there's any new ones and stuff. Like, of course.
And so then they start talking, and I don't remember how they got to this part of the conversation because I didn't write that down. They start talking about Eamon and going back to the bar, and Doc denies seeing Eamon in any way sexually because they're making jokes, and he's like, I definitely did not see his, and just like pause and cuts himself off because he's like, I shouldn't say that because then you get more.
Yeah, he's like, I definitely don't know the size of his, and just stops.
And so then Doc takes Wynonna and they go to Glory Hole, our favorite new demon bar, and they go meet Eamon. Eamon and Wynonna, of course, flirt because they both do that. We already know Eamon and Doc, like, whatever they were doing was interesting. And Eamon, of course, is just a flirty guy, and so is Wynonna, so they hit it off real quick. And Doc immediately gets jealous.
Doc's like, no. It just slides right between both of them.
Yeah. Which is really funny, because I don't know if which way he's jealous, because, like, Eamon's my friend, or if he's, like, Wynonna, or if he, like, wants to keep Wynonna away from him. Like, which way is this going?
We'll never know.
Was my curiosity.
Hopefully we'll find out.
Yeah. I want to see Eamon again. He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
So Eamon tells Wynonna that he knows where Peacemaker is, because Peacemaker has been gone this whole entire time. Believe it or not, you forget about it because of everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Jeremy. Jeremy's back. He's in the office, and Cleo's there, and he's just like, you know what, Cleo? This is my office now. We have the papers. Get the fuck out. And so Cleo is obviously upset because she's the magistrate, which is like the mayor of the town. And Holt is just like, you know what? I don't care. Take the office.
I'm too tired for this.
Exactly. He doesn't want any part of this. So finally, Waverly and Nicole come in. Waverly's super happy to see Jeremy because she has not seen Jeremy at all. And Nicole is not so happy.
Nope.
Nicole and Jeremy have not talked in a really long time. And Nicole's really upset about this. Now, Jeremy obviously had to go for Black Badge and couldn't do much because of Black Badge. And so he's like, I couldn't really do anything, but... And during this contact, of course, Waverly and Nicole have the smell of smoke on them. And Jeremy asks about the burnt marshmallow cologne.
Yeah,
unisex. And they're just like, oh no, that's not the reason. Because Jeremy has not been back to the homestead yet. And so we go back to the bar, and Eamon's explaining to Wynonna that the people who have Peacemaker need a peace offering. So he writes down a place for them to go find whatever they need to find to give to the people to get Peacemaker back. So that sends them off. But first, they all go back to the office. So this is a great part. Nicole is putting on a lock on the door to the office. And it's one of those, like, not very good locks in the first place. Like, it's just like a slide lock that you use in, like, the bathroom, like a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
And so she just finished putting it on, and Wynonna immediately breaks it as she walks through the door. And Nicole's just like, great, okay. So they get talked. So Wynonna starts talking to the game, explaining stuff. And Nicole points the drill she was using at, I'm assuming at mostly Wynonna, but it's kind of in everybody's general direction.
Yeah.
And so this is weird. She's like in a trance and was like, whatever. And nobody, like, the fact that nobody cared, like, why it was happening, like, they didn't even notice, like, she was actually pointing it. They just heard the sound. And Wynonna's like, just cut it out. Like, nobody cares to pay attention about what's going on. And Nicole's line was, you know me and power tools. I was like, great lesbian content. Because I love me some power tools also. And so then we cut to Rachel, who's not with them, because she is spying on Magpie Ranch, of course, to figure out where Billy is, because Billy won't respond to her texts or her calls, and so she's very, very worried. And unfortunately, Billy is no longer Billy, and we see him later like that. So then we go back to Doc and Wynonna. They're at the Ghost River Triangle Museum that, of course, Wynonna didn't know existed, because Wynonna isn't a museum goer. We can see. And she said, we should keep this place sacred because there's some teenage girls walking by who are, you know, snotty, snoopy, whatever. And she's like, we should keep this place sacred, like Comic-Con, like geeks have Comic-Con. I was like, thank you for that. The writers have given us so many show references, so many shout outs for us as fans. I'm like, this season is for us. Like, we're getting so much stuff for them. And the writing in general is always great. So as they're walking through, Wynonna finds Doc in this, like, little movie theater room, and there's this film playing. I already kind of knew when I first watched it who it was, but of course, Dr. Sweeney, this is Wyatt. So Wyatt Earp is on screen as an old man, because he's very old, and you can see that. As an old man, and they just start watching it. Now we go back to the office with Waverly, Nicole, and Jeremy, and Waverly and Nicole are on a couch. Now, this isn't Nedley's couch. This is Cleo's couch. We have a new couch, which is interesting because it's cheetah print, I think, or leopard print, whichever one it is. And Jeremy walks in on them. Everybody's getting a turn to interrupt Way Hot now. Rachel's did it. Jeremy did it. Winona's the original.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting their chance.
Puts the binders up. Sorry, didn't mean to pull a Winona on you.
Yeah. And so Nicole is still petty about Jeremy leaving. Obvious. So they're all talking. Nicole's like, yeah, yeah. Because she's like, I've tried to find Peacemaker. And, well, Jeremy's like, well, you're not the heir. And she's like, well, if I was, would you call me? And he was like, well, and so then Nicole immediately starts having these like stomach pains and she hunches over. She's very much in pain. And Jeremy's like, oh, sorry, I think I'm allergic to cheetah print. Like, what? Like, that's so stupid. And so Nicole walks into another room and immediately throws up. This don't look like normal throw up, first of all. Very gross.
She's been eating something odd.
And she pulls out like a leg of something, and it's a frog leg, because we find that out in a second, but we get a flashback. I'm hoping for more of these, where this is where Nicole made the deal with Ma'am Clanton, and the deal was Ma'am to get Waverly, Winona, and Doc out of the garden in return for something else. We don't hear what it is yet. So we're like, okay, well, what did Nicole do? Because after she hears this, Nicole's like, that's kind of a lot, but like, if this really means you can bring them back, then I'll do it. So we know it's something big. We don't know what yet. And so then we go back to the museum with Winona, and in the movie theater room, there's some old-timey pictures of when Wyatt Earp was live, and there is a picture with Rosita in it. Ooh, this is called foreshadowing.
Yeah.
I almost forgot what that word was. So Rosita's there, and Winona is very still angry at Rosita, even though it's been probably over 2 years. But of course, it is her child, so she's going to be upset. And so they're still watching the film that's playing in the movie room, and Wyatt says that Doc was the first one to shoot at the OK Corral. Now, of course, we know the OK Corral is where the Earps and the Clantons did their little gunfight thing. But Doc is like, no, I was not the first one to shoot. But actually, there's more to this story that Doc is also not explaining. So Doc immediately becomes upset about this. And Winona's just like, well, you know, old men forget stuff. And he's like, well, I don't have that fortune to forget what I've done. So now we go to the Clanton house. I hate this house. Last episode, they had their creepy chanting ceremony thing around the freaking table, and I didn't like it. So Margot Clanton has set up her plan to destroy the Earps. She does not want to kill them. She thinks they should be destroyed and destroyed by each other. This is hinting to Nicole's curse and what's actually going down, because Nicole's going after everybody, Winona, stuff like that. Then we cut to Nedley at Shorty's. Nedley, because he is no longer the sheriff, pretty sure he's working at Shorty's now. And Shorty's is no longer the juice bar. That Shorty's is gone. They took all that. That was an interesting place. That reminded me of like a rainforest cafe. Like that's what it looked like. And Nedley's cleaning up glass and mentions the lesbian softball league, which I was like, another great lesbian thing. Great. And so Nicole, Jeremy, and Waverly all busted. Nicole's like, get me some tequila. I need to get the taste of frogs out of my mouth. And Waverly goes and grabs the bucket, and Nedley's like, what the fuck is going on? What is this? And so Nicole can't say anything or else she will keep throwing up frogs. And so she's like, you know what? I'm going to draw who cursed me. So she's trying to draw the little sea symbol from the Clantons that we saw last episode. And it's on a napkin, and she shows it to Jeremy, and Jeremy's like, you've been cursed by sperm. And Nicole's like, no. God damn it, Jeremy, no.
And then Waverly points out it's probably tadpoles.
Yeah, it's like he's like, that's right, that's right. And so, like, I don't understand how they think that could happen, but okay. So not only can Nicole not say it, she can't write it also. So she can't say in any form who cursed her. And so let's go back to Doc and Winona. They find the painting. They find a painting that they're supposed to give to the people to get Peacemaker back. Now this painting, there's stuff on it, but it's kind of just black and white. There's nothing really happening on there. Like, it's pretty much nothing. And so yeah, they're like,
it looks like just like someone's just taken like a paintbrush and a bunch of different colors. Yeah, exactly.
They're like, why would anybody want this? And they're like, I don't know. But they take it anyway. They steal it. They run out of there. And there's a Regina George reference from Mean Girls because that's what they were acting like. So I thought that was funny. And they steal it and run away. And then right outside, these loud church bells start ringing after they see a Celtic knot, which is hinting to sisters, which hints to the nuns that we're going to find about later. And so it zooms in on Doc, and Doc's like, you know, plugging up his ears because these bells are so loud. And once they stop, Winona's disappeared. So where's Winona gone? Well, she's in a church. And she meets a nun. This is like their head nun. I don't know what you call it. I'm not a Catholic. And so the nun, Winona gives the painting to the nun. The nun fixes the painting with some spell thing and some holy water. And there's a nice, beautiful picture on it. And there's a woman on it. Now, of course, this woman is standing with her back facing the painting. So you can't see the face. So like, great. So we have to go to this place and find out who it is. So Winona's like, well, I gave you the painting, so give me Peacemaker. So the nun takes them to their little armory thing. There's a bunch of old weapons there, everything you could think of. So Winona's calling out to Peacemaker, and Peacemaker is not coming. Now, the nun is like, well, maybe the curse is over, so you don't need the gun anymore. Winona is obviously upset about this because she still needs the gun. The curse may not be over, but like, there's still more to be done, like in purgatory. There's obviously this monster demon problem thing, but then there's also the Clantons, which is their big thing they're focusing on. So Winona is very upset and still wants Peacemaker. So now Doc obviously was left alone because Winona disappeared. So he goes back to Eamon because he thinks Eamon set them up, because we don't know Eamon all that well. We don't know what he's like. We don't even know what type of demon he is. Like, he could be anything. I think it's like angel demon, like biblical kind of thing. And that's just because I'm so closely to Eamon. And I think for some reason I'm thinking there's Eamon in the Bible somewhere. I'm not sure. I'm also not religious, so I wouldn't know. But from what I've heard. And so then Doc walks away, and Holt Clanton, the sheriff, is also at Glory Hole, which is weird because earlier Eamon, when Winona was there, Eamon was talking about, we don't really say the C word around here. So I was assuming that everybody there hates the Clantons, but now one of them is at this bar. What? Like, it threw me off for a little bit. So they're talking. They draw their guns on each other, and of course Doc wins because he's got the fastest draw in the West. And so Holt's explaining, like, I don't remember the actual conversation because they said a lot and it was very quiet. Holt's like, we as Clinton see history different than everybody else. Like, whatever's been said and whatever is known as history, which is that Wyatt and his brother and another Clinton and Doc beat the Clantons at the OK Corral, blah, 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 blah. Like, but of course, the Clantons now think it differently. Like, their story has been changed to fit them, and the story of the Earps have been changed to fit the Earps. Like, of course, that's always how this stuff happens, especially when you don't have any phones and nobody records it because they don't have cameras back then. So, yes, story yeah. changed. So Holtz is, like, explaining this. And, and this is where, like, I think I wrote this down. Oh no, that cuts. I don't want to skip ahead here. So yeah, so they're just talking about that, and we cut back to the homestead with Jeremy, Waverly, and Nicole. Jeremy has figured out some ways to cure Nicole.
Can we also point out the fact that Waverly loves taking care of Nicole?
Yes.
And that she'd do it for the rest of their life?
Yeah. Oh.
My heart. Yeah. I couldn't.
No, and then, like, I know people did art about, like, when Waverly wrapped the blanket around Nicole and rested her head on Nicole's head. I was like, you're too cute. It makes me angry. How cute this is. And so there are three possible cures that they could do. First one, I don't remember exactly how this happens, but if it goes wrong, Nicole could turn into a demon dog, and Nicole and Waverly both agree that they are cat people. Yep. Even though in real life, cat is a dog person, which I find really funny. The next one is an exorcism where they have to drown Nicole in holy water and salt. So, of course, the risk there is she's going to drown. Drowning? Yeah. Which ends up what's happening. And then the last one is a soup thingy. And if that goes wrong, her intestines will turn into snakes. And of course,
that seems like the best option.
That's the one they go with. So once they figure that out, Winona comes home. And Nicole immediately has to throw up. And then as Nicole's trying to beeline it to the bathroom, Nicole throws up on Winona's shoes. And Winona's like, what the fuck? Because Winona doesn't know what's going on at all. And so he takes like a broom, but I'm like, how does a broom get off?
It's like a mop type thing.
Is it okay? Because I was like, if this is a regular broom, that's not gonna work.
No, it's like a mop thing.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. And so Jeremy's like, she puked in the Dagobah system. And I'm like, Winona probably doesn't know what that is. Like, you're making a reference that you and Waverly probably only know. And now we come back to Rachel. Rachel has been barely in this episode, but there's some important parts. So Rachel is still trying to find Billy. She is now calling Billy to, like, see if she can hear his phone ringing and track him more. Then we come back to the homestead because that scene was real quick. Nicole's outside, and Winona decides to come out and do it. So they have drinks, of course, because what's a why not scene without some drinks? Because they're always drunk every single time. Yep. And so they're all talking and confiding in each other. Nicole explains that she's scared that Waverly won't marry her after she finds out what Nicole did. And I was like, this made me sad because, of course, I'm going to feel bad for Nicole. But also, we don't remember what happened in season 2 when Waverly decided to risk everybody else and give Widow Beth the ring, the last seal that was Doc's ring, which ended up being Bolshar's ring. And so we're like, I think everybody's risk everybody's lives in some sort of situation, Nicole, so don't feel bad. It's just your turn now. And if we all don't remember one panel where Emily was explaining somebody's going to make a mistake, and everybody's like, who is it? And Melanie's like, it's going to be Kat. Like, it's going to be Nicole. And And Kat's like, I kind of want it to be Nicole. I was like, well, here it is. And now look how you made us feel.
Look what you've done.
Exactly.
I can't believe you've done this.
I know. And so, and then Winona's like, well, you know, don't make yourself feel bad. Peacemaker doesn't even want to come back to me. And so Nicole's like, you want me to frog barf on her? I was like, great. We love a friendship. And so Winona's like, well, I need to find this scorned woman that's in the painting. And that's when Doc rolls up to the homestead and Nicole immediately has to throw up.
Yeah.
This is important. Because it's important. Because I can't say. Because I don't like jumping ahead. So this was weird. And even like Winona thought it was weird. Like you could see like Winona's face was like, right now, really? Like Doc just got here, what the fuck? And so Nicole,
are you that much of a lesbian that you throw up when you see the son of a man?
I hate men that much.
That as soon as I see one, I throw up.
It's like I'm allergic to men.
Yeah.
And so Nicole goes back in the house. And this is where she's in kind of this weird trance thing. We got a glimpse of it back in the office with the drill. But Nicole takes the soup that Waverly's been cooking for their cure and dumps it down the sink. And that's gone. No chance of that happening because that took too long. And then she pulls like the knife drawer open and she takes
Isn't it the pendril? Isn't it the pendril full of knives?
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. I think just open the pen drawer and it's just full of knives.
Yeah, okay. So she takes like knives out of there and we cut back to Winona and Doc who's in the barn and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. They need to get this scorned woman, blah, blah, blah. And so Doc is like explaining like, people like see things differently. Like we see it our way, the Clantons see it their way, and Doc wants to make peace. And this is what kind of Holt was explaining Black at Glory Hole. Like he really doesn't want this, but this is how it is. And so Doc's like, I want to fix this, especially after seeing that Wyatt has changed his views as time went on back at the movie theater thingy at the museum, where he's like, you know, he kind of wants to rewrite his history because obviously people who've read about him in history, like don't see him the way that he sees himself. So he, I think, just wants to fix that and wants to kind of stop everything because he's very understanding of what Holt is going through, I think. But then Nicole comes into the barn, throws a knife at Winona, tries to, it misses, because of course Winona has had knives thrown at her before, if we don't remember 401 when Mercedes threw it at her. So this is where we really get to see Nicole in a trance, like she is dead set on Winona. And so they like restrain, Doc like restrains Nicole, and Winona punches her, and of course Waverly walks in and sees this, and she's like, Waverly, don't look, and she's like, why? She's like, gingers are bleeders. And knocks Nicole out. So Nicole comes to and is out of this trance. And while they're trying to figure out what the fuck Nicole was doing, Doc is smelling her jacket. First of all, I didn't notice this in the first time I watched it. I only noticed it now how like he was actually smelling the jacket. I thought he could just like smell it in the air. No, he was sniffing Nicole's jacket, which was also the same jacket from 402.
Yes.
First one. So that jacket's been on the floor. And so he's smelling it and he smells the gasoline. And then he hands it to Nicole and Nicole finds the lighter in the pocket. This is the same lighter from the dream. Also didn't notice that until watching it today. And Nicole's like, I started the fire. And everybody's like, how the fuck did this happen? So Winona's like, you know what? This is the Clantons. This is their doing. And we need to figure this out. So Winona immediately wants to go to Magpie Ranch and kill probably all the Clantons, all that she can find. They're not coming out of this alive. But they're like, Winona, this isn't safe. You don't have Peacemaker. And two, they have their Reaper monster things that can kill anybody. And we can't even see them unless they're going after us. So they're like, this is a no-no. Let's not. And so Waverly and Nicole go back in the house. Jeremy's trying to salvage what's left of the soup, which is pretty much nothing. It's not going to do any good. Waverly is tying up Nicole to a chair. And Nicole's like, you need to make it tighter. Waverly's like, I don't want to hurt you. I can't do that. And I was like, oh, yes. And so they're like, they agree to go get handcuffs. And first of all, handcuffs? Kinky.
Upstairs? What?
And of course, the handcuffs are like pink fuzzy ones. Like,
yep.
You would think like Nicole would have a pair of like regular handcuffs. No, no, no.
No, no, no. Has to be the pink fluffy ones.
Yeah. And so they go up and get handcuffs. And so let's go back to Rachel. Rachel finds Billy's phone in a barn thing at Magpie Ranch. Finds it in this bag. And if we don't remember, that's where we see Billy last turning into a Reaper last episode. And so Billy the Reaper, we now get to see live in action, comes up behind Rachel and is like peering over her shoulder. Real creepy. And of course, Rachel can't see him. She just feels a presence of something and turns around because she thinks she feels something. Of course, it's Billy, but she can't see Billy. So my thing is I have a question. Is with the Reapers, like, you can't see them, but obviously people can sense their presence. But like, if you can't see a Reaper, if it's just invisible, if you like bumped into one, would you feel it? I want to say yes, but like, we don't know because we haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure, because like, Billy's obviously over the shoulder and is like right here.
Hovering.
And you would think if she like turned this way, she would knock heads.
Yeah, of course she turns the other way so that wouldn't happen though. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't have, like, I need an explanation on how they actually work. If like, you can't see them, but are they really invisible? Like a ghost invisible? And then when they're attacking someone, they kind of take form, or like, what's happening here? It's very interesting. And then we cut back to Nicole Waverly in the bedroom. They have their pink fluffy fuzzy handcuffs, and so Nicole's the one who's supposed to get handcuffed, but Nicole obviously has the handcuffs in her hand and handcuffs Waverly to the bed. Waverly's like, what the fuck, what are you doing? You can see Jeremy out in the hallway with all his stuff packed ready to go.
And Jeremy's, like, really nervous. He's like, oh.
Waverly's like, Jeremy, help me. And he's like, I can't. I'm sorry. And so they're going to try another way to cure Nicole. Not the best way. And this is where we get back to Doc and Winona. They're going to look over the woman's scorn. They're walking through this big empty place. They find the two rock things that Nicole's apparently been
here for. Steve Gold or whatever it's called.
Is that what it's because called?
It's called, oh, yeah, Steve something.
It's Steve Gorge. Steve Gorge. Nicole's been there and had to rescue this guy named Steve there because
that was two guys named Steve, and they were naked.
Yeah, no, it was weird. And so they walk up, and it's this wonderful woman in this long red coat. She turns around. Who is it? It's Rosita. Like I said, foreshadowing from the picture, which I didn't think about before either. I keep rewatching these, and I can't believe I realized that until today. It's so annoying.
Yes. When I saw it was Rosita when I was first watching it, my jaw dropped.
Yes.
And it stayed dropped until the end of the episode.
No, it's like, okay, because the end of the episode, like, keeps it there. And
I was like,
Rosita's back? I see this forever? Like,
I thought she was gone forever.
Yeah, I thought she
like could. With the curse being broken and all the revenants disappearing. Exactly. I thought she was gone.
She's gone. You think she would be dead? She's not. She's back, and that gets explained in 406. So Rosita's back. She is the woman scorned, and let's go back. So Nicole and Jeremy go to Shorty's, and Nicole asks Ned Lee I need a favor. She's like explaining, like, I'm so sorry. I didn't figure out the monster was you. I've tried to kill you so many times. And Nedley's like, you know, I was a monster. I've eaten some people's pets. I don't blame you. And I was like, that's really sad, first of all, Nedley. And so Nicole's like, I need you to kill me. And Nedley's like, the fuck? What did I just hear? Like, you just came in throwing frogs and now you want me to kill you. And of course, Nedley will go along because he doesn't know how to explain any of this. He's known about this stuff for so long where he's just not surprised anymore. He's just like, okay. And so Waverly walks into Shorty's. Well, not really walks. She's kind of running because she's like, what the fuck's happening? So she's obviously gotten her stuff out of her handcuffs on the bed frame, which I'm pretty sure.
She still had the handcuff
on. Was it still on? Because I'm pretty sure. That's so funny. I remember she was talking, like, when she did this scene, I think she broke the bed, like, trying to pull it off.
Yeah. She was trying to, like, pull it off, and she actually broke the bed.
I don't know. I can barely hear you, by the way.
I don't know why.
I can hear you, but it's very quiet.
Has it been like that the whole time? Or has it just dropped out now? Now I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I good?
Yeah, 1 second. Switch my speakers. All right. Try again. Quiet? Still quiet. Your headphones plugged in all the way?
Yeah. Nothing. I haven't touched anything, so I don't know.
That's weird. All right. Well, I can still hear you now, so. So Waverly walks in, and I remember Dom talking about, like, she pretty much broke the bed when she was trying to pull off of it, which is really fucking funny. And so Waverly's watching Jeremy drown Nicole, and Nicole's, like, fighting because she needs to be drowned, but, like, obviously survival instincts. And you just hear Nedley in the background doing some weird chanty thing, and he has this, like, bear head on him.
Yeah,
it was so funny watching him. And so he finally gets Nicole to stop. So Nicole's officially drowned now. And Waverly's like, what the fuck? Jeremy turns around, and this is where we get a great fourth wall break. Jeremy looks dead into the camera and says, I wrote this line down because it was important. I know how this looks, but you need to trust us. Ah! First of all, props for that from the writers and the director for doing a fourth wall break, because Nicole has almost died so many times that this is almost one too many.
this is taking it a step too far. She's not moving well underwater.
Exactly. Like, we too many times now. Once per season is too many.
Yeah.
Like, please stop.
When I was waiting for the next episode to come out, I was freaking out, and all my friends had to hear about it. I was dying.
No, well, I know Nicole obviously wasn't gonna die. First of all, they wouldn't do that, and second, they were filming 4B during this, and we know Kat was on set. Like, they were all talking about it, so I knew she wasn't gonna die. But I was like, what the fuck's gonna happen?
But I needed to know.
Exactly.
I needed to be reassured.
Yeah.
Like. In my heart. My heart needed to be reassured that she was okay.
Yeah, I think we were all like, don't do this. Don't ever do this again. If this happens again, this is not okay.
Yeah.
But that fourth wall break was absolutely great. And that's where the freaking episode just ends. It cuts off. Jeremy says his line, done. I was like, why would you end an episode like that? Why would you do that? That is so upsetting, and I hate this so much. Like, for all the stuff they do to us, I'm like, I'm never going to watch this again because I don't want to go through this. And I go through it every single season. I watch and I'm like, shit.
I had to go back to, I was on online class during these when they were coming out. Yeah. And I was so happy I was because I was able to watch them during my lunch break. And I had to go back to school. I had to go back to class and I was not having anything. I was not okay.
See, this was like, for me, like, these come out, these were on like Sunday nights. At 10 o'clock.
These were Monday afternoons, so.
Yeah. I was like, this was 10 o'clock Sunday night. And I usually go to bed like 10, 30, 11. So I'm like staying up and I'm watching this. I'm like, I have to go to sleep after this. Are you insane? And then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, obviously I'm online school during this too. Actually, it was towards the end of the school year. So no, it was the beginning because it was August. So it was the beginning of school year for me. And I'm like, I have to go to school like this. Like I have to wake up in the morning after I just watched that. Like, are you insane?
I didn't even get time to sleep on it. I had to just go straight into my next class, like half an hour after. And I was like,
exactly. Like, you're just like thinking like, what the fuck?
I didn't pay attention in that class. Next two classes did not pay any attention.
It was insane. And so Nicole's drowned. That's where we fucking end the episode. I'm like, this is so annoying. I hate all of you. Hey, Emily Andrus, stop killing Nicole. Stop killing her. Please don't ever do this again. Like, don't ever break my heart. So yeah, so 405 and 406 is also something else, but that is for next week. Now we'll get into the fun stuff. So you said you found the show pretty much like a year ago.
Yeah, I've been getting Snapchat memories, and it's been like the first like two seasons of Wynonna. I recorded it to send to people because I'm like, oh my god, look, way hot. I'm like, oh my god, way hot, look.
Yeah, I need to get myself that shirt. I don't have anything.
Great, I love it. One of my favorites. But yeah, it was like just start of January, and then like through January, I watched the first two seasons, and I was like, crap. Where do I get the third season? And then I managed to get a VPN to watch it on American Netflix because Australian Netflix didn't have it. Nice. So then I watched all of that like multiple times, but I only had a free trial. So I had to watch it as many times as possible while I had that free trial.
Yes.
And yeah. And then I, I'm just very glad I got to watch season 4 as it was coming out. So, I mean, I feel bad because I didn't have to wait as long as everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to wait from the end of season 3 to season 4. Like, I kind of feel bad that I didn't have to wait through that, but, like...
Oh, no, it was...
I'm also kind of glad I didn't.
Miserable. I remember the next summer because it comes... Usually it starts in, like, April and stuff like that. So, I was waiting. And the next year, I was like, what the fuck? I usually end my school year with this show on. And now I don't.
Where is it?
I was like, this is so upsetting. Yeah, and it was crazy. Because I started watching when season 3 was airing. So I watched seasons 1 and 2 on Netflix, and I watched season 3. So I like just came into it, and then this shit happens. I'm like, the fuck? I just started, and now you're putting me through this? I hate it so much. And then, so you're on TikTok.
Yep.
And so when did you find Erp Talk and get into it? When was that?
My first ever video for like Erp Talk was I duetted one of Romy's videos.
Yeah.
And it was like the last picture in your camera roll is like, why are you happy or whatever? And we had the exact same last picture.
What picture?
And then it was a picture of like Way Hot. I don't remember what picture it was exactly. I mean, I still have it on my phone, but I just don't remember which one. But yeah, so then I duetted that, and then Romy followed me after, and then we like spoke a little bit, and then I just carried on from there. And then that's kind of when it's when I started buying more like Wynonna stuff. Like I bought the tapestry. Yeah. That's behind me. I bought a shirt. I got another shirt. I got a bunch of stickers from Erp Bands, and I got masks, and I got wristbands. Yeah. And I got I got the masks, and I got some stickers from Redbubble, and I got stickers and prints and the 2021 calendar from Erp Bands.
Oh.
Like it's a real addiction. I gotta calm down.
My thought process is like, I'm not a big sticker person. Like, stickers in general, like, kind of gross me out, and I don't know why. So the only stickers I have are on my hydro, and I have one that is a U.S. Marshals black badge. That's right there. That's the only things I will ever keep as stickers. I don't know why they creep me out. But then I haven't gotten anything else. I want to get some shirts and some other things. But the one thing I do have that I have open is, besides my Winona Earp Pop figure that's sitting above me right now, is I found these two pictures are separate. I found these on Redbubble, and I just put them together. And it's hanging right above my desk. And that's about the all the things I keep on out in the open. I have so much stuff in my room. There's so many knickknacks that I keep for absolutely no reason. I have a shit ton of clothes that I don't wear. So I was like, I'm not going to get more clothes until I get rid of clothes. And now I've done that. And now I'm like, I need to get stuff.
Yeah.
I feel left out.
I was, for Christmas, I went to this store we have. It's called Pop Culture. And it's got a bunch of nerd stuff. And it has... It's just a new shop that's open near me, and it's like the whole like left side of it is just Pop figures, and I was freaking out. I was like, oh my god, yes. Yeah. And I spent like half an hour trying to find the Winona Earp one because it has it on the website, and I was like, oh my god, please give me the Winona Earp one and then I'll just get it for Christmas. Didn't find the Winona Earp one, sadly. I'll have to buy it online. But I got a Wyatt Earp and a Doc Holliday from Tombstone, and I love them. I love Tombstone. It's such a great movie.
I haven't watched any like movies on like just Wyatt Earp. Like I should, and I haven't, and
you should
at some point.
There was the movie called Wyatt Earp, and it came out on Netflix. I'm pretty sure it's just Australia, like Australian Netflix. I'm not quite sure. But it's like 3 hours long.
Jeez.
It is really long, but I prefer. I mean, that was a good movie, but I prefer Tombstone. It's just a little more, like, it's still quite long, but it's not as long. But, yeah, I had to get those two. And, I've got a bunch of stickers that I've put in the back of my laptop. I have another laptop. Just hold on a second. And so I put them... I had Redbubble stickers that I put at the back of my laptop. This is my school laptop that I take to school, and this is what it looks like now. This is what it looks like now.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I got a bunch of ones on the under this part of the case. They're not actually stuck down, but they're just in the case, so then I can put them in other places. But yeah. I love it. And
the collage effect is great.
Yeah. And on my phone case, I got... Season 1, Nicole and Waverly, and then Welcome to Purgatory on my phone. It's taking over my life.
It's
not a bad thing.
It's never a bad thing. Like, I've had, like, other shows that I watched and that I've watched for a long time, but, like, this one, like, hits completely different. Like, there's too much around it, like, and then, like, I found out, like, the fandom and, like, how, like, I want to say intense, but it's very much in a good way. Like, they're, like, everything, like, they push for this show so hard. And I was like, you know what? I want to do that, too. And yeah. So, because I haven't done anything on, like, social media for the Earp fandom, like, since recently when I started TikTok. Like, that was, like, the only thing I've done. And then after that, I was like, I should venture out. So I did this, and then I have my YouTube. I have... a Twitter that's specifically for Winona Earp now.
Okay. I started an Instagram fan account.
Yeah, like I do a role play account, which is insane. And
yeah,
that has gone so farther than I thought it would. The stuff we get into is so funny. What am I at right now on that one? I'm at 70 followers on that. Everybody else has like 100 because they're like more the main characters, like Winona and Waverly and Nicole and stuff. They have more than I do. Because Jeremy, nobody cares about Jeremy, and it makes me upset because Jeremy.
I care about Jeremy.
Jeremy's really fucking funny. Okay, guys, like you don't even know. Like when they were on the couch and he's like, "Sorry to do a Winona on you." I was like, first of all, the fact that you know about that is great. And second, like he's like, I haven't like talked about this and I haven't like thought about it at all, but like the change that he's made from like the seasons. Like season 4, like he's so much like of a stronger person. Like he's a lot more confident in himself, and I think like he has like such more control within Black Badge. Like before, he was just like a little scientist guy doing his thing, where now he has like more power. Like we even saw that in 404, like he's kind of grown into himself and he's kind of taken a lead role and stuff in things because nobody knows what the fuck's going on, so somebody needs to.
Yeah.
And so I have such more an appreciation for him as a character now with season 4. Like, it's really interesting. I rewatched the Emerald City Comic Con panel where mm-hmm. Mom was talking about tapioca, and they're like, her and Kat like are pretty much like, we're all assuming they're high. Like, it's like the way they're acting, like I can't deny it. Like, like she's talking about tapioca, Kat's giggling off to the side.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on guys, you can't deny what's happening here. It's so funny. Oh my gosh. So wait, you have an Instagram?
Yes. Winding It Up fan account type thing, yeah.
What is this? I need to find this now.
It is Katie_Up_Hot. Okay. You can't really see
it. It's the same thing as your
yeah.
TikTok.
I've got 74 followers, so that's good. I haven't posted in a while, but I need to
get first thing that pops up. Okay, you're a general fan account. That's yeah. Great. So you joined. I was gonna ask if you like have met Rami in person, but I realized that you joined where you couldn't have met her.
Yes. I was so close. If I had have found it just a little bit earlier, I might have.
Yeah, because I know she's gone out, and I know there's a bunch of Aussie Uppers, and they did whatever convention they have, like a
Oz Comic Con or whatever it is.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. So she went to that and met Dom and everything, which was a great story. Like, did you listen to the first podcast?
Yes. Oh yeah. My
God. She was explaining the story, and I was sitting here like in awe the whole time. It was insane.
I was going to go to Oz Comic Con a couple years ago with my friend, but I didn't know about the show, and I would have been even more upset with myself if I had have gone. She had have been there, and I just had no idea who she was. I would have been so much more upset than missing out on the chance than going and not actually meeting her.
So, like, you walk around, you see like a girl in a cheetah coat, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
So funny. Okay, let's talk season 4B. Okay. I would say season 5, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Season 4B, what are your hopes for 4B? What do you want to happen with anything? It could be about anything.
I mean, we got that sneaky picture from Mel about the wedding.
Did you see that?
I saw that. I have it on my phone.
Oh my god!
I don't post anywhere. I don't do anything with it. I just look at it for my enjoyment, you know. And so that gives me a lot of hope.
For
a wedding, I'm like praying for it. I just can't wait to see Waverly with short hair.
Oh yes! First of all. Are they going to explain the haircut, or are they just going to go right into it?
She just went in to go through a triangle and just got a haircut. That was it. Are they sick of it?
Does Waverly have a reason for this or no? Because then, if there isn't, the fact that they've switched hairstyles, like Nicole was short, Waverly's long, and now they've switched is great. Because I love Nicole with long hair. I've liked it since season 1.
I like Nicole with short hair. See, and the short curls.
It's not that I don't like it. It's I prefer long hair more. And that's just a mm-hmm. personal preference. And because I remember in season 1, the barn scene.
Yeah.
And when Willow walks in and stuff like that, seeing her hair down and her like combing through her hair was great. And I was like, and then she cut it off. I was like, fuck. Because I remember in season 2, the beginning of it, she, like, Nicole had said, she's actually, like, I think about cutting it off, actually. And I was like, damn it. And so she's growing out and stuff like that. And okay, so short hair, a wedding, of course. Anything else? Like, this could be like for characters personally.
I want to see if anything happens with Robin. I want to see if we get Robin back.
The fuck is Robin?
I want Robin back. I don't think he's okay, even though Jeremy says he is.
That's what I'm thinking. I was watching this back, and like before he said, like, there Waverly's like, where's Jeremy? And he's like, all you need to know is that he's safe. But there was like a hesitation in it when he was speaking. So I'm thinking like something is going on here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would agree. Something's going on with Robin.
And I want to see more with Eamon and Mercedes and
Glory Hole. That's the entertainment for the wedding. I've also talked about that with some other people.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of all. It's just kind of just the wedding.
I think everybody's just like, give it to us now. Of course, we need it. I say the wedding, like, for how long we'd have to wait, it's annoying, but like, I need it to happen at the end of the season.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to go into it, that's too quick. But what I do want is 407. It's 407 is why not. And so
Kat said that was a really, I think she said it was her favorite episode.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, this better be fucking good. My expectations are kind of high. So.
Yeah.
So I want them to, like Nicole, Winona, to go out, like, shopping or something. First of all, they can get drunk, because that's funny. And this is the first time where I need both of them to get drunk, because it's pretty much been Nicole's the drunk one. And Winona isn't. They either they both need to get drunk, or it just has to be Winona. Because Nicole's gotten drunk too many times where I need Winona to do the same. And so they need to, like, go out shopping and do some stuff for the wedding. And then my curiosity is, and there's been some talk about the context of the scene, but in the trailer for 4B, where Nicole and Waverly are in the office and Nicole's like, go take like 5 cold showers and think about something.
I only listen to Band of Brothers. Yeah. And then Waverly shoves Nicole out of the
exactly.
Room.
So I just, a big thing for me is the context of that scene needs to be known. Like, what's going on? And there's been some talk where, like, they're, like, making out and somebody's, like, walking in or something. Because Waverly looks very formal in what she's wearing. Nicole's just in her flannel. Like, she looks like she got out of bed. So, like, what's going on? And so I need to know what's going on. And then do you have any ideas about Eve? Because we haven't seen Eve since 402.
I'm not sure. I want that to carry on, obviously. I have a feeling it will. But I don't know. There's like a little part of me. I think I heard it from someone. It might have been Romy. I don't remember. That Jeremy might be Eve. I don't know.
No, Mercedes and Romy. That was like their, I think, like, they came up with that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I heard it from a, like, Alive or something like that, and I was like, that makes sense, because Jeremy doesn't know where, like, Jeremy isn't giving, like, it's anything about Robin, just saying that Robin's safe.
Yeah.
If it is Eve, then I don't believe. And I don't think Robin is fine. But I feel like that'd be really interesting that they've, like, that Eve has gotten so close with everyone, even though Eve would know, like, everyone.
If Jeremy's Eve, Jeremy has done so much, like, he helped Nicole and everything like that. So, like, what would Eve's plan be as Jeremy? Like, what is gonna happen. Like, it's so interesting, like, because there's like, it makes so much sense, but it brings up so many questions.
Yeah, that's happening. If that's true, that's what I want to happen. Like, that's what I want.
And then, like, what's up with Jeremy? Like, what's Jeremy up to then?
Yeah, where's Jeremy? Is Jeremy some in like this hole?
Yeah,
is Jeremy in a well?
Because, like, oh my gosh, he's grown back his dog stash. And it's like, and then like, Eve, if Eve is Jeremy, that means like Eve has been in Black Badge, like she's infiltrated Black Badge, but that is a whole different thing. So like, there's so much at stake for like Eve being Jeremy. Like, she's has so much power.
And then, because when Eve got kicked out of the garden
and everybody else,
Eve was Jeremy. So whether Eve can only change physical like appearance in the garden, and now that like Eve got kicked out, that she can't change.
Yeah.
So now she's just stuck as Jeremy, and she's like, how am I going to use this or something like that? Yeah. But then like Eve got kicked out not that much like longer before everyone else left, but clearly it was a long time.
Yeah. So I'm thinking she's been around for a while. Like, she's...
Yeah. I would at least say maybe a year, like...
Oh, yeah.
6 months to a year. I reckon that Eve's been scoping around, you know?
Yeah.
Because if the entire time was 18 months, 3 weeks, and 4 days. Not that I know it all if I have.
Not that anybody's counting.
No. Then... it has to be a decent amount of time.
Yeah, like she, I think she's been there for quite a while. And then I was hoping that, okay, because we don't also know where Cleo is. We don't know what's up with Cleo, like what she's been up to.
I completely forgot about Cleo. What's happening with Cleo? She's now the Clanton heir.
Yeah, like she would be the Clanton heir. So she, I think she, if she inherits Margot's, what did Margot?
Gift? Skill?
She was like, it's like her charm or something. I was like, that's not a good way to describe it. If she inherits that, I think Cleo will actually go crazy. I think that just gets passed down also. But I was hoping like Cleo and Eve would work together. You know?
That.
Like, even if Eve is Jeremy, like, even if that's still happening, like, if they
Jeremy's were, like slinking off to go work with Cleo for something.
Yeah. Like, that's what, like.
I don't know what to think anymore.
I know. I'm like, there's so many possibilities about what could happen because the end of 4A is like insanely tied up. Like,
yeah.
Was it left on a cliffhanger?
And I'm very glad. I'm so glad that they didn't do that to us. Well, I'm glad we got to...
Especially with, like, such a long break.
Yeah.
Between 4A and 4B. If it was a cliffhanger, I think we'd all be insane.
Yeah. There would be no room at insane.
It would be too much. So I was like, it wraps up nicely, but, like, so many questions have been left over because, like, usually you have, like, one villain for, like, the whole season. Where, like, they introduce this big villain and they're dead at the halfway through. So, like, well, who's the villain now?
Yeah.
You know, and I think I remember reading some stuff where, like, because of COVID and they had to stop filming, like, they had to change, like, writing and stuff for the season. So I was like, I always think, like, okay, what are those changes? Like, is it, like, big changes or, like, are we just doing, like, little things? So, like, I wonder if, like, that had any effect, but also like they didn't, also the Clantons were going to be killed, like that wasn't like that didn't change, but like if they were going to extend stuff with Cleo, like there's so many questions about like what happened between like writing.
Yeah.
So I'm just so much, and then like there's a time jump between 4A and 4B in the show also.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well what's happened now, what's going to happen between that time?
Isn't it like spring summer that they filmed it?
Yeah, which is
so it's Cat and Dom. Not gonna be snowy.
Yeah, Cat and Dom wanted a spring summer wedding, so now they get that.
Yeah.
I was like, this has worked out great, actually.
It's great.
No, so, like, there's, like, these time jumps. I'm like, I want to know what's happened. Like, first of all, a year and a half is a long time. Nicole's pretty much been by herself the whole time. And then she, my question is like, she was in contact with Jeremy, obviously. But, like, how long did that last? When in the timeline was it? Because, like, Jeremy, like, let's say, like, Jeremy was in contact. And then Jeremy stopped contacting because it was Eve, you know?
Yeah.
So you're like, where is this? And then in the few months between 4A, 4B, what's also happened? Because, like, I feel like nothing major has happened. I feel like they've all kind of just been, like, the characters and stuff, like, has been pretty chill. And then something new comes up in 4B. I think that's probably kind of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, this is where I was like, I want more flashbacks. Because one, I always like flashbacks in shows. Like, that's just kind of what I'm into. And then, like, I think there's so much explanation needed where, like, they should have flashbacks.
Yeah. It helps. Flashbacks also help tie stuff in, which is very helpful with crazy shows like Winona.
Like, yeah. I was thinking, like, because I remember season one had some flashbacks to kind of explain what happened with, like, Willa and Ward, their dad, like, how they got taken and stuff like that. There was that stuff, and then there's flashbacks with Doc and Wyatt and everything. So I kind of like those. And then, or they could do what they kind of did in season two, where Winona kind of went back into time thingy and, like, figuring out, like, Bobo Del Rey, Robert Smain, and including everything in that with the Widows. Like, they could also do something like that, but I think they should flip it a little bit, do Waverly going back to figure out, like, Nicole, like, seeing Nicole's struggles through everything, because Nicole's been through some shit, and I also don't approve of that. She's got major PTSD.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Big problem. I'm hoping, no, we didn't see Nicole in an outfit. Like, usually we get, like, a new uniform per season with Nicole.
Yeah, but seeing as she's not sheriff or anything like that.
You haven't seen anything that looks like that should be happen. If that happens, that better happen by the end of 4B, that she gets reinstated.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what she would do with herself now that, like, she's kept busy with the homestead and fighting off all the monsters. And now that the whole team's back, she obviously doesn't have to do that alone. And Holt's dead. So, like, she should go back.
Yeah. That's also something else that I want, is her to go back to being sheriff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I need everything to just fall back into place where it was before. I need to realign and get back to the good stuff.
Yeah. Season. Back to the good old days.
Yeah, back to the good old days. Because this season has gone completely different. Like, all the characters are places in general, but, like, places within themselves that they haven't been before.
Yeah.
Like, their personal arcs and their personal, like, emotions and everything have become so different where they have not been. So I thought, like, that was very, very interesting. And 4 has, like, stepped it up like 5 times of the other seasons. Like, I don't know how much Winona's changed per se with season 4. I think, like, with the Clantons and the Reapers and everything, that kind of freaked her the fuck out.
Yeah.
This is, like, she felt like this was a bigger risk than before, because this goes, like, all the way back to the beginning. So she's like, we need to take care of this now, or else this is really dangerous. But I think she's always had that mindset. But, like, Nicole's been through some stuff. Waverly went into the garden and almost trapped herself there. Like, she sat down in the throne and, like, really couldn't get the fuck up.
Yeah. But,
like, he's obviously extremely upset with Winona after 406. And he wanted to make peace, like, for them and I think for himself. I was kind of talking about that earlier. So he's in a different space. And so I think everybody's kind of everywhere. And it's very interesting how it's going to unfold.
Yeah, and I wanna see what happens with Winona in the preview for 4B. She's like wandering around the woods with a gun, singing Teddy Bear Picnic. It's like, you'll go out to the woods today. Yeah. I think it's called Teddy Bear Picnic.
Yeah, no, and she's like drunk. Like she's like around like she's drunk. There's that, and then there's the scene in the office. What else happened in that?
There's some kind of pumpkin scarecrow thing.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't even know. I don't know what that is.
Then there was a scene with, like, Waverly, like, in front of the homestead, and she, like, turned around, and she was obviously scared of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's so much, like, there's so much little, like, spoofs in that trailer where you're, like, there's no context of what's going on at all. Like, usually we have some context because we know the episode before and we know what could happen next episode, where we just don't know anything because 4A's like done, like they wrap that up, like that could be its own season. I'm glad it's not, but it could be. And so this, like, this leaves the door wide open. There's so much that could happen, and I'm nervous, I'm excited, and season 5 needs to be announced.
Yeah. They did themselves a really big favor with not ending 4A with cliffhanger, with like closing it out real nicely. They've left themselves a whole range of freedom that they can do to like explain more stuff and show more stuff and all this stuff. Like, so they did themselves a big favor by wrapping 4A nicely with a little ribbon and a bow.
Yeah, there's a lot of creative liberty that is going to be taken for B. I'm assuming because there's so much they can do. Like, they could start from anywhere. Like, between the few months, like, that is the timeline that goes the difference. Like, either they could be doing nothing and the whole gang's just like, we're chilling now, everything's okay. Or, like, some real shit has gone down and they're, like, in the middle of something.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's... spring could not come sooner. Like, please, I need it to be spring.
It would be the best present if it came out at or near my birthday. Like,
when's your birthday?
In March.
What day?
So it's like right at the begin. Well, it's my birthday's like middle of March, but it's like right at the beginning of autumn or spring. That if they would release it, then I would die.
It's autumn for you, it's spring for
us.
No, like, my birthday is the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't expect it beginning of March isn't technically spring. So I was thinking kind of later March, early April.
Yeah. And mine's kind of like mid-March. Yeah. It's like late teens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, because, like, if they go... like May or even June, too far.
No. It has to be the end of March or like start of April. Yeah. I would be fine with that.
Like, it couldn't go that late because 4-8, did it air in June or July? I think it was June. Like, towards the end of June. I was like, you cannot wait a whole year to air half of a season.
The first episode was like the very end of June, and then the rest of the other 5 were August, because there was five Mondays in August.
Yeah, I thought it ended like early August.
Yeah,
no, I was like, they can't wait that long. That's too long.
They couldn't possibly do that to everyone.
Yeah, I was like, why would they do that to us? Like, there's too much fight in this to wait too long. I was like,
yeah.
It was so upsetting when, like, they're filming, COVID hit, and they filmed halfway through it and stuff like that, and they couldn't get back till later. I almost think, because I know other shows are filmed this way, they're not filmed this way. But, like, other shows, like, they start filming and then the show starts airing kind of later. Like, they, like, with all, like, the CW shows, like, they start filming in, like, August, like right after summer, like the end of July, they start in August, and then the shows usually come out October. So, like, they crank out shows pretty fast. And so I was hoping that they would do something like this because they were filming 4B while 4A was airing. So I was hoping something like that would happen, but it didn't. And I'm wondering, because I think this could be a reason, if they wanted the shows to line up with what season it was here, you know, like in spring, summer for them. So they're like, we should air it spring, summer. And we have an excuse because of COVID, like, and stuff like that. So I was thinking, like, maybe that's a reason, but I don't like that reason because I need to. So.
But it's kind of crazy to think, what would it have been if COVID hadn't have been
exactly, if they could just continue filming?
We would have had the rest of it by now.
Exactly. And then, like, what would have happened, though?
Would Waverly have short hair? We'll never know.
Exactly.
We only know what's going to happen.
I know.
But we don't actually know what is happening.
It's insane. All right. Well, that's all I got, man. And unfortunately, I have stuff to do that I wasn't planning until earlier today. And I was like, shit. So, yeah. No. That's good. So much to look forward to.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I'm
very excited.
Extremely excited. And I need to get
all of my friends hear about it.
See, yeah, like my personal friends like don't watch the show. So I'm like, I need to talk to somebody about the show.
I've managed to persuade 3 friends to watch it, but they all need to watch season 4. So I'm going over to one of my friend's houses and I'm going to watch it with her. And then the other 2 live in America and I'm going to watch it with them as well.
Yeah. Have you listened to any other Wynonna Earp podcasts?
What was that one? Sorry.
Did you listen to any other of the Wynonna Earp podcasts? Like there's a couple of them.
Not off the top of my head. I've watched listened and watched little bits, but I haven't managed to listen to like a full one yet, like, which is upsetting.
I pretty much listened to multiple. I listened to Tales of Black Badge with Kevin and Bonnie. And then I listened to the Sci-Fi one because Sci-Fi has their Wynonna podcast. But then I just started listening to the Why Not podcast with Anne and Casey. And Casey's, do you know the premise of this podcast?
This one, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, they're, like, rewatching it. So I feel like you're in the same situation. Like, Casey's watching it for the first time, and Anne's like, I can't tell you anything that's happening. You just have to watch it. Because I listen to it, and so Casey's always, like, says something important that's going to relate to something later. And Anne's just like, like, trying not to say anything. It's so funny.
That's me with, like, when I'm like, I'll explain like the plot and I'll be just like, oh, and this happens in season 1, this happens in season 2, like trying not to spoil too much. And then I get to season 4 and I'm like,
I can't literally say, anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the time I've got for today. Thank you very much, Caitlin, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This will go up sometime soon. All right, so see you guys later.
All right, guys, I really enjoyed talking with Caitlin. I'm glad to meet another Herper. So much fun talking with her, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Next week will be the end of 4A, episode 4. I'm saying that's so sad. I don't know what I'm gonna do after that, but yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed. See you guys next time.